Parshas Pinchas, 2006. Sometimes people, with the best of intentions, do more harm than good. In this week's Parsha, we find Pinchas kills Cozbi and Zimri. The pasuk begins by describing his lineage. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. We find that Pinchas was the grandson of the great man Aharon HaKohen. Why is it necessary for the Torah to tell us who his grandfather was? Rashi tells us, "Lefi shehayu hashvatim mivazim oiso." All the different people in Klal Yisrael, they humiliated him, disgraced him, and they would say things such as, "Harisim ben putizeh, shepitim avi imo agelim la'avodis kochavim." Look at this person who's related to an idol worshiper that was so passionate about their avodah zarah that they would actually fatten the calves for their idols. Vaharig nasi shevet Yisrael. And he has the audacity, the nerve, to stand up and to kill this powerful great leader from one of the tribes of Israel. Lefichach Rashi says, therefore, Ba hakasuv v'yachsu acha Aharon. The Torah tells us, no, he's not a person who's related to an idol worshiper. He's related to a person by the name of Aharon HaKohen. One could certainly wonder and question the words of this Rashi, because we know, in fact, Pinchas was related to Yisro, who at one point of his life was involved in fattening calves for idol worship. How does it change the fact that he's now related to Aharon HaKohen as well? How does this make what he did all right? In fact, if we would look at it, one could ask, what difference does it make at all who he's related to? If Pinchas was correct in his actions, then who cares that he was related to an idol worshiper? If Pinchas was wrong in taking the law into his own hands, acting as a vigilante, how does it help now that we know that he's related to Aharon HaKohen? One could contend that Pinchas was causing more death, more violence in Klal Yisrael. In fact, there was terrible tragedy. People were dying left and right. So now, by him killing two more people, how does this make things better? Two wrongs don't make a right. On this, the Torah says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. What was unique about Aharon HaKohen? Aharon, as the Mishnah in Perkei Avos states, was an Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. He was a person who loved peace. He pursued it. However, if we look at the word Rodev, the typical explanation of a Rodev is someone who chases after another to kill them. The Mishnah of Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom is teaching that Pinchas killed because Aharon would have done the same thing. Aharon is in fact the person who puts peace in his mind at all times. He's an Oev Shalom. However, sometimes it's necessary to be a Rodev, to be violent, to kill, to be involved in war, to be able to reach peace. It states in Koheles and Ecclesiastes, Eis Mochama Be'ez Shalom. Sometimes there's a time for war, and as the song by the birds, there's also a time for peace. I believe the pasuk in Koheles is teaching us, Eis Mochama Be'ez Shalom, that sometimes bloodshed and war is necessary for the eventual hope for peace. What is interesting is the reward that was given to Pinchas. Rav Yitzchak of Luzhin observes that Moshe needed to tell Pinchas of his reward. One could ask, why couldn't Hashem directly have given this terrific sechar, this reward, to Pinchas? Why did Moshe need to intervene? Now, on this, Rabbi Yitzchak of Elojan explains using a mashal, a parable. A story of a general who was in the middle of a war. And during a specific battle, he looked at the battlefield and he could not figure out any military tactic to be able to win this battle. And all of a sudden, a lowly soldier, a private, a little kid walked up to him and said, you know, I think you should do such and such. If we did such and such, perhaps we would win. And the general was flabbergasted. Couldn't believe it. He realized, in fact, he was right. He listened to this soldier and they won the battle. The king was told exactly what happened. When the king wanted the soldier to receive a reward, he told the general to tell the soldier. The reason why the king had the general be involved is to show the general that although you are a leader, sometimes the soldiers, sometimes the people at the very bottom are the ones that have the great ideas. They're the ones that sometimes have to stand up to be able to win. I believe this is an important message. The message that Pinchas was not a leader. Pinchas was a regular man. Certainly he was a great man, but also on no caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's teaching us by Hashem speaking to Moshe to speak to Pinchas is that Moshe had to realize that although very often he is the one involved in making decisions, there's sometimes every person, even the most simplistic person, needs to stand up and take a stand. This is the message of Pinchas. There's no coincidence that the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the law. He forgot the halacha of Kenayim Pogin Bo, that someone who is zealous can slay Cosby, can slay Zimri. Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest genius that walked the face of this earth, how could he have forgotten such a simple halacha, Kenayim Pogin Bo? And the explanation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately had Moshe not remember this one halacha to teach Pinchas and to teach all future generations that at times it's necessary for even the common man to take a stand. This was Pinchas. In recent history, all we need to do is turn on the radio, open up the paper, and we're well aware of the tragedies, the casualties that are taking place right now in Israel. We must not feel that it's not where we live. What could I do about it? I'm just a simple person. We must show our support for Israel now, like never before. For Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, all Jews are responsible for one another. We all must do our part. This upcoming Monday, on July 17th, 2006, we're asked to speak out in support of Israel's right to defend and to assure the security of its citizens. On the flyer, there's a stop sign, and in it are three words: Stop the Terror. Israel was attacked across an international border in an ongoing series of barbaric terrorist attacks. Two more of its soldiers were seized. More than 1,000 rockets, missiles, and other attacks recently have been launched against Israel cities from Gaza and Lebanon. And therefore I ask you to do your part, to be able to step up, to be able to make a stand. By doing so, may the bracha of our parsha come true. Of Hini Noisin Lo Asbrisi Shalom. Shalom, peace for all Jews near and far. Good Shabbos.